Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Mid-North Coast News. There's been a sewage overflow into Swimming Creek at Nambucca Heads, with council advising residents to be cautious when accessing the beach there. It happened after the storm on Sunday with warning signs in place. Testing of the water quality in Swimming Creek is currently underway. A better chance for those in the justice system battling substance addiction to succeed on the outside, with more than $2 million going towards expanding intervention programs for those in custody. The program's already in place in 24 correctional centres statewide. It's feared a new strain of bird flu spreading overseas could arrive here, devastating Australia's poultry industry. The nation's chief vet has upgraded the risk of an infection to high, while experts say an outbreak isn't a matter of if, but when. Here on the Mid-North Coast, the poultry and egg sectors are worth about $90 million. Lyle Grieve from the Invasive Species Council says it could be catastrophic.
We've seen the lower version before in Australia and we've been able to eradicate it successfully. This is far more virulent, like it's far more dangerous to the animals that get infected, a lot more mortality. We've seen tens of thousands of seabirds all die in colonies in South America, which is really concerning.
And off the back of the initial findings of a review into the Food and Grocery Code of Conduct, there are fresh calls from New South Wales farmers for breaches to be met with stronger penalties. Vice President Rebecca Reardon says any supermarket giants breaking the rules should be forced to pay the price.
The penalties that are being recommended are up to sort of $10 billion, which is a fairly significant sort of penalty, but I think is needed if we're to make the supermarkets start to behave themselves and treat consumers and suppliers fairly.
This weekend will mark the start of this season's Group 2 Rugby League campaign, Coronation Park hosting an opening round clash between Nambucca and Woolgoolga, while Maxville take on Coffs Harbour at Alan Gillard Oval. South Grafton line up against the Ghosts in the local derby, while Sawtell have an extra week to prepare with an opening round bye.